Part 3. In this haze of green and gold. Vescagan. Chapter 1. Mrs. Tessenbaum drives south. 1. The fact of his own almost unearthly speed of hand never occurred to Jake Chambers. All he knew was that when he staggered out of the Divar toy and back into America, his shirt, belled out into a pregnant curve by Oi's weight, was pulling out of his jeans. The bumbler, who never had much luck when it came to passing between the worlds, he'd nearly been squashed by a taxicab the last time, tumbled free. Almost anyone else in the world would have been unable to prevent that fall, and in fact it very likely wouldn't have hurt Oi at all, but Jake wasn't almost anyone. Ka had wanted him so badly that it had even found its way around death to put him at Roland's side. Now his hands shot out with a speed so great that they momentarily blurred away to nothing. When they reappeared, one was curled into the thick shag at the nape of Oi's neck, and the other into the shorter fur at the rump end of his long back. Jake set his friend down on the pavement. Oi looked up at him and gave a single, short bark. It seemed to express not one idea but two, thanks and don't do that again. "Come on," Roland said, "we have to hurry." Jake followed him toward the store, Oi falling in at his accustomed place by the boy's left heel. There was a sign hanging in the door from a little rubber suction cup. It read, "We're open, so come in and visit," just as it had in 1977. Taped in the window to the left of the door was this, "Come one, come all, to the First Congregational Church, Bean Hall Bean Supper. Saturday, June 19th, 1999. Intersection Route 7 and Clatt Road. Parish House, in back, 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.